11,310, Zia LLC, northeast corner of Bunning Avenue and West Virginia Avenue, and 450 feet east of Route 1 Coastal Highway, and being lot 1E in the unincorporated section of Fenwick Island, tax map ID District 134, map 23.16, parcel 329. A variance from the side yard, rear yard, and corner side yard setback requirement.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening, gentlemen and ladies. It's funny being on this side of the table. For the record, I'm Rick Burrell. I'm here for Zia LLC. Zia is a family company made up of members of the Adamopoulos family. Chris Adamopoulos is seated here to my left. His father was a ENT physician in Salisbury for many years. The property that we're looking at this evening was the family's original vacation home, built back in around 1970. Mm-hmm. Since that time, the family, as you might expect, has grown significantly. The house is still basically the same size it was when it was built, and that was a time without setbacks. It is a very small cottage that's in need of modernization and in need of enlarging. You have some materials that I had sent over previously, and just to orient you to the area, if you would look behind tab 3 at the very first photograph, the property at issue is the one in the middle, the little tiny one, barely visible over the dune line from the photograph, or the point of the photograph, and you can see it's surrounded by structures which are significantly larger, much newer, which take up a significant portion of the property. You're familiar, I know, with this area. They're extremely small lots, 5,000 square feet apiece. Not uncommon for that day and age, but nowhere near 43,000 square feet for an acre nowadays, or half of that. The properties are also, as you probably know, zoned commercial, which has allowed for a proliferation of duplexes and condos and relatively large structures on very small lots. This is the area on Bunting Avenue in the unincorporated sections around Fenwick Island. Tab number 1 is an excerpt of a plot plan, and I actually have a full-size one that I'll hand up to Ms. Thibodeau.
We have one.
Oh, you got one?
Came with our application.
Application.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
Yes, sir.
Very good.
Good.
And if I can point out a couple of things here, the existing structure is represented by...
Excuse me. Mr. Burrow, I don't have a copy of that. I don't know what happened, but do you have a copy?
I got an extra one.
Okay. All right, thank you.
That must be why you have an extra.
Maybe that's the reason.
The solid dark line represents the setbacks or the boundaries of the existing structure. And again, this was built prior to setbacks being imposed on this area. The proposed new structure is represented by the hashed lines. And as you can see, when you follow those around, the proposed setbacks will encroach no further than the existing dwelling on any side. And the last thing we wanted to show you on the plot is represented by the dotted line, which is the actual building envelope without variances. And so you can see if this house were taken down for rebuilding, the replacement structure would be substantially less square footage than the existing structure, which is, as you saw from that first photograph, very small in comparison to other structures. A couple other things we need to point out is that there are really neighbors on only one side, and that's to the north. The west is Bunting Avenue, the east is the Atlantic Ocean, and the south is shown on the plot as West Virginia Avenue. That's essentially one of those paper streets that you're familiar with. It was plotted out as a street, but exists only as a pedestrian access to the dunes. It was never developed, and it's for that reason that the side setback is actually reduced from a 15 on a corner to a 10. Going back then to some of the other photographs that I showed you, the first one behind tab 3 was the existing structure. The next two are taken from West Virginia and looking toward the beach, and that is what I referred to as the beach access. So you can see that West Virginia Avenue was never actually paved. It's not utilized for any vehicular traffic. And you can see just a very small pathway through a fairly vegetated area that gets up to the beach. So the only potential neighbor that would even be affected would be that property to the north, and that's one of the structures that you see in the following photographs, which represent some of the buildings up and down Bunting Avenue and in the area. You can see they're all very substantially larger than the existing one. And finally, behind tab 5, I've put together the sort of a synopsis of the evidence and the facts that we think support the variances. With respect to the uniqueness of the property, we think that was established long ago when the county approved 5,000 square foot lots, which may have been suitable for the very old beach cottages, but certainly not for modern structures that folks are developing in and around this area. The property, again, is zoned commercial, which has, again, allowed for the duplexes and condominiums and essentially results in a much, much larger structures. It's the intention of Zia to keep this as a single-family dwelling. They don't want the duplexes. This is going to remain their family complex, their family vacation spot. And we pointed out on the plot plan the fact that the actual building envelope is severely limited and much smaller than even the existing structure. With respect to the use of the property, again, it's 43 years old. There is a need to modernize. There is a need to enlarge the property. That can't be accomplished without variances. And economically, it just wouldn't make sense to go back and build a new house even smaller than the one that's already there and which essentially is being dwarfed by neighboring structures. The applicant had no real role in the creation of the difficulties. Again, the properties were laid out with those 50 by 100 lots. And since that time, setbacks were imposed, which limit the ability to construct anything on the property. And that was all done after the original property was built. In terms of the character of the area, the photographs, and probably your familiarity with the area, shows that there are many, many structures down that way which are much larger, duplexes, condos, et cetera. And the photographs, that first photograph is one of those, it says more by looking at a picture than I could possibly say. You can see how small this structure is in comparison to some of the others. Mm-hmm. The only immediate neighbor, again, is to the north. West Virginia is a paper road. It's unlikely that anybody is going to be adversely affected walking to and from the beach by whatever is on either side of it, frankly, and you can see from the vegetation in the photographs that they're not likely to even know what's going on next door to them. With respect to the values of the property, obviously the larger, more modern structures are worth a lot more money. This property is probably out of character now. It would be more in character with the area once it has been reconstructed. It's unlikely to have any kind of effect on a property value in that neck of the woods. And it doesn't appear that there's going to be any effect on any public welfare. The only interest the public has that I could see was in that beach access, and that's not being interfered with, and that's going to remain as it is. And with respect to the extent of the variances, again, the applicant is unable to improve a 43-year-old dwelling without variances from the later enacted setbacks. And the fact of the matter is the new structure will not encroach any further than any of the existing boundaries of the structure. And with that, we think that is the minimum necessary to afford relief, and we're not exceeding any of the existing perimeter of the structure. And if I could just ask my client to come up briefly, and Chris, sure. You'll probably need to be sworn in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Christos Adamopoulos, 209 Fulling Drive, Chatsworth, Pennsylvania.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
And Chris, you've heard my comments to the board this evening. Do you concur with all those? Was everything accurate?
I do concur. It was all accurate.
And is there anything else you would like to add, either about the family history or the structure itself?
Nothing at this time.
Okay.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Okay. Let's see if there's any questions from members of the board. We'll start with Mr. Hudson.
One thing, Mr. Burrow, square footage of the old dwelling and the proposed square footage.
The current the square footage of the existing dwelling, I believe, is 1,200 square feet.
Okay, and the proposed?
We do not have a proposed new dwelling because we don't know the setbacks at this time. So we'll be looking something probably in the 3,000 to 4,000 square foot range, but we don't know yet.
Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Rickards?
No questions.
Mr. Mills?
3,000 to 4,000 square feet would be comparable to the adjacent dwellings, nearby dwellings.
I don't know their measurements, but I would have to imagine so, if not still smaller.
Okay, and I have no further than questions. That being said...
I've just got one, Mr. Chairman.
Sure.
Mr. Anamopoulos, did I get that right?
Yes, sir.
I just want to make sure I got it in my head right. You are planning to go up but not out from the existing structure?
That is correct, except towards the street where, under the existing setbacks, we do have room. So we won't be moving the existing setbacks, but we'll be going up, probably going out closer to the street, which we're allowed to do under the existing setbacks.
That's all I wanted to know. Thank you.
The street side is the one for which there is no variance being requested. And by the way, that I meant to address it. That becomes a 30-foot setback if the property is used for residential purposes. Because they're all zoned commercial, they would typically come with a 40-foot setback, but because of the use as a residence, that gets reduced to 30.
30 feet.
And I think tab 2, which I put in there, was correspondence with Lawrence, basically confirming those kinds of things.
Okay. Thank you for that. And I have no further questions. That having been said, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application?
Good evening, Mr. Chairman.
Good evening, sir.
Members of the board, for the record, I'm Robert Witzel with offices at 120 South Bedford Street and 410 Rehoboth Avenue in Rehoboth and Georgetown, respectively. I'm pleased to be here tonight on behalf of several clients. First, the client that is here this evening, Raymond T. White and Janice K. White, who own Unit B in the condominium complex directly to the north of the subject property.
Okay.
Also, the other unit owner who could not be here tonight, he's in trial in Pittsburgh, Robert and Patricia D. Magistri. And condominium unit is partially displayed on the survey and location plat that Mr. Burrell presented to you as the existing adjacent residence. They meet the setback requirements in all respects. The 10-foot side yard setbacks, the 10-foot ocean rear yard setback. And strangely enough, although I can't figure it out from the history, they are at 40 feet from Bunting Avenue. There probably years and years ago, there was a discrepancy between what Lawrence has predetermined for Mr. Burrell in this case. They built to 40 feet. I can't understand why that determination has changed. But there is a predetermination by Lawrence in your record in the form of an email from Mr. Burrell that the consideration is that it's a 30-foot setback from Bunting Avenue, and we're not here to contest that. I just wanted to bring to your attention that there had been consideration to that issue, and for one reason or another, Mr. Burrell's clients have been given the benefit of any doubt that it's 30 feet instead of 40 feet.
Okay.
Before I go any further, I'd like to have my client sworn in. Raymond, if you'd come forward and be sworn in while I hand out some materials to the board.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
My name is Raymond White, 13 Laurelford Court, Cockeysville, Maryland, 21030.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
So just have a seat on the front row if you would, and I'll be right with you. The second predetermination that has been made by Lawrence relates to West Virginia Avenue, which is 30-foot wide right-of-way, presumably an extension of West Virginia Avenue to the west, which has been paved. This is an unpaved portion. There's nothing in my research that indicates that either the county or the state could declare this a roadway. It obviously is unimproved now. Lawrence has made a determination, much to the benefit of Rick's clients, that it is a 10-foot setback instead of the required 15-foot setback from a corner lot, which is on the street. So there again, a predetermination consideration, which is advantageous to Zia, the applicant, has already been made. We could not agree more with Mr. Burrell and Mr. Adenopoulos and Zia LLC that the structure they have is entitled to be enlarged and rebuilt. The issue is whether variances are required for that. And I think that after our presentation, you will agree that variances are not required for this lot whatsoever. Built to specifications of the county code, the requirements of the setbacks, and built to the height requirement of 42 feet, by our calculations, the 50 by 100 foot lot buildable area would be 30 by 60. And if there were two stories built, two stories above a garage area, they could build to 3,600 square feet. And if by chance they were able to incorporate three stories into that required buildable area without setbacks, without setback variances, built to the setbacks, they could build a 5,400 square foot house. That's a significantly large house. The other houses, which Mr. Burrell has made reference to, are larger, much larger, because they're three stories or two stories of development. Mr. Burrell's entire argument has been to you that this building can't be enlarged, can't be built reasonably without variances, and that's just not the case. I'm going to go through Mr. Burrell's two-page rendition of the facts with you for just a moment. In terms of their arguments, how this application does meet the specifications for variances. And there are no unique circumstances here. This is a standard 50 by 100 foot lot, similar to my client's lots, similar to every lot north and south in North Fenwick. It is not irregular in shape. It has square corners. You can see from the survey, which Mr. Burrell presented, that there is no DNREC dune line encroachment. In actuality, the DNREC dune line is outside of the area within which they wish to build. We agree that the building is old. It was non-conforming to begin with because it was built prior to the county's zoning requirements. And there's nothing to prevent that building from continuing to be there. The non-conforming legitimate provisions of the zoning code do not apply to expansions, and they do not apply to properties which are demolished. The provision being that if you demolish what you have, if it's non-conforming, if it's extra large, you have to come in compliance with everyone else. Under their reasonable use of the property, Mr. Burrell's presentation says, economically, it does not make sense to undertake expensive improvements to build a much smaller house. That could not be farther from the actual facts. This house can be enlarged to three stories within the setbacks, just like any other structure in the neighborhood. And they've been given the advantageous predetermination that they don't have to build to 40 feet from Bunting Avenue, and they don't have to build 15 feet from West Virginia Avenue. So they've received a tremendous advantage already. In terms of the applicant's role of self-created hardship here, they bought this property subject to the zoning code. And Zia, when it acquired this property from the Adamopolises, through Mr. Burrell's firm, and who did that settlement, must have been aware of those setback requirements at the time. There's nothing special about this lot. In terms of the character of the other lots, Mr. Burrell has not presented to you any variance applications that have been approved by you in the near vicinity. Our review indicates that there have been no variances, particularly on the ocean side. Now, my client will discuss with you how disadvantageous and how harmful any variance would be on that ocean side. As you can see from Mr. Burrell's plot, from the Zia plot, they ask for a variance of approximately 7.6 feet on the easterly side, the full extent of the present deck. And we will show you pictures in just a minute as to how severely that would impede my clients and neighbors to the north of their view of the ocean, looking southeast. So the character of the area is that these structures have been built on 50 by 100 foot lots. The difference is they have legitimately, without variances, been able to build the 42 feet, which Mr. Adamopoulos and his family and Zia LLC can do. We agree that the building of a standard structure within the variances will probably benefit my clients and everyone else's property values in the neighborhood. This is not, please excuse me, this is not a terribly attractive building. It's presently not really in character with the neighborhood, but a structure within the setbacks, which does not block other people's views, which preserves the open space that the zoning code intended to have on these lots, will advantageously affect property value. Now, Mr. Burrell's fifth comment about public welfare, I think, is subject to some criticism. The public goes back and forth on the beach access through West Virginia Avenue. The second most severe setback being proposed by Zia is on that south side, and they propose to build within 4.2 feet of that boundary line instead of 10 feet. I can't speak on behalf of the public, but certainly a 10-foot open space on that south side where the public is transgressing West Virginia Avenue to get to the beach is more advantageous to the public than a 4.2-foot distance. We also need to take into consideration, if you would, the fact that this is in a flood-prone area. Storms ravage this part of the state regularly. Thankfully, we haven't had a significant hurricane, but those are part of the reasons for open spaces, to not only provide open space and air and views, but also safety from storms, to allow floodwaters to flow through and to allow emergency vehicles to gain access between properties. I will digress for a moment, and if you would turn to my outline. Raymond, would you come forward for just a moment? And can you confirm that this property that's identified as existing adjacent residence is part of your condominium unit?
Yes.
And Mr. DiMagistri owns the unit just to the north of that?
Yes.
Turning to the photographs that our gentlemen are in your packet, and we'll go through them chronologically. This first photograph, which depicts the Adamopoulos' and Zia LLC property on the left-hand side, also shows your condominium unit and the condominium units to the north.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes.
And are all of the units to the north generally built to the same specifications, the same size, within the setback requirements?
Yes.
And when you look down the line, as you do in the third photograph, they're virtually identical in oceanfront construction.
Yes.
Are they not?
That's correct.
Meeting the setback requirements?
Yes.
You didn't have to apply for a variance, and no variances have been requested by you?
No.
The turning to the second photograph, which depicts the Zia LLC one-story structure, if I may. There's actually parking space underneath. Is
yes.
that correct? So we'll call this a one-story structure with an extensive deck, which on the applicant's survey, bless you, extends to within 2.4 feet of the ocean side. That, gentlemen, that's where the deck extends to. And that's the photograph, Raymond, that's the deck depicted on that photograph?
Yes.
And it's your understanding from the information provided by the applicant that they expect to build their easterly wall at the front of that deck?
Yes, sir, it's my understanding.
Where this picture was taken on the second photograph in the package, the actual structural part of this property, of the Zia property, lines up with you and everyone else.
Yes.
Can you please tell the board how this is going to impact you and your enjoyment of your property and your property values if the Adamopolises and Zia LLC are granted a variance which allows them to build to the railing on the eastern side of the deck and the railing on the northern side of the deck towards you?
Yes. As clearly depicted in the photographs, the view from my house would be totally obstructed and clearly a deterrent to the value and use of my property, but at that southeast look. And it would be against everyone else that from me north and from me south of that unit to have that building that would be so closely built to the ocean against the variances that are permitted.
Raymond, the third photograph in the package is looking north, and your deck and the easterly extent of your property is, I might be repeating myself, but it's lined up with everyone else.
Yes, sir.
Is that correct?
Yes.
And is it true that this structure would be 7.6 feet further east of all of these structures?
Absolutely.
You've talked to my client, Mr. D. Majestri.
Yes.
And he feels the same way you do about blocking of his view.
No.
If I may turn to the fourth photograph just for a minute. And gentlemen, that's of the westerly side of the property. And the purpose of this photograph, everything okay, Mr. Calway?
Yeah, Mr. Rickard said he didn't have any photos.
I didn't have any photographs.
I'll just go get him something.
Sorry.
Thank you.
Mr.
Rickards, I'm sorry. I've got a whole extra package here if you like it.
That's okay.
All right,
we have it now. Thank you.
We have it now. Thank you.
I can go through them once more if you like.
No, that's fine.
The fourth photograph shows the condominium owned by my clients being set back to the 40-foot setback line. I presume that under Mr. Lank's ruling, they could build, have an addition 10 foot further east. But I just wanted to bring that to your attention that the applicant has been given some consideration already by the zoning office.
Mr. Witzel, one, you had brought up also on the West Virginia Avenue.
Yes.
Just so you know, there has been some case law about the beach accesses in recent years. I think a year and a half ago, there was a Superior Court decision on what is a street. And Mr. Lang's not here, so I don't know what his position is on it. But that was, at that time, we had a case that came up with something very similar and a 10-foot setback applied.
Oh, Mr. Sharp, I don't doubt that it's incorrect. I just want to bring to the board's attention that 15-foot setback in the code, the strict application of that, has been determined to be 10 feet. And the applicant in that 10-foot setback is seeking to encroach 5.8 feet more into that 10-foot setback.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. You can have a seat for just a minute. The balance of the packet that I'd submitted to you is a copy of the application, a copy of the standards for granting a variance, which you're very familiar with, The provision that Mr. Sharp and I just discussed about a 15-foot setback on a street side, which has been predetermined. And finally, a copy of a relatively recent case that Mr. Burrell and you, the board, have been involved with in the Supreme Court, Board of Adjustment of Sussex County versus Francois Versalon, in which you, the board, correctly determined that a barbecue gazebo and a side yard setback was not a proper grant of a variance. The Supreme Court is, the Superior Court, as you recall, in 2012, reversed you and said that it was a hardship, and the Supreme Court came back and said that no, it's a self-imposed hardship when you build into a setback knowing that the setback was there. Well, the applicant in this case has not violated the setback. They are properly, and I respect their decision, to come before you to request it. But the same standards set forth in Versalon are applicable here, and that is that the zoning standards are set to protect all persons and all properties, and that, quote unquote, a self-imposed hardship exists where a party comes to the restricted subject property with a particular unpermitted use in mind and mindful of the impossible area restrictions for that use. By contrast, a hardship is not self-imposed if it results from inherent and pre-existing characters of the property. In this case, the applicants in Versalon, and I'm on page 7 of that decision, and at the top corner it says page 8 of 9, that's our printer, not the Supreme Court's decision. By contrast, the applicants have suggested that a hardship existed because they could not have put the barbecue area anywhere else due to a lack of space. Even assuming if this is true, lack of space for a barbecue area or a shed because of other spaces used for pool is a self-created hardship. Now, we thoroughly believe, and we steadfastly disagree with the applicants, that that this is a self-created hardship. The zoning code provides reasonable setbacks. The Adamopolises and Zia LLC want to build a much larger house. They can do that. But their whim and their caprice, I won't say greed, but their desire to create a McMansion on a small lot is a self-created hardship. We contest that it's not that the lot is too small, and it's not that the setbacks are too restrictive, but that the applicant just wants to build a house that's too large for the lot. And I think that sums it all up. They simply have not met the 5 requisite requirements for a variance. We appreciate your attention tonight. I know that it's hard to turn someone down when they come before you. This is a long-standing family in the community. They have good reason to build a new and larger house, but unquestionably they can do that without the issuance of variances and without putting a burden on surrounding property neighbors. Now, I want to close just by saying that my clients to the west, let me address that just before I forget it. I have 3 clients to the west, which are in the Admiral Bridge condominium units, which are right across the street from this proposed new construction. They're across the street in such a fashion that the little open space that they have, if you go by the code, there's 20 feet between buildings, that any diminishment of that open space will significantly diminish their enjoyment of what little ocean view they have and what open space they can enjoy to the east. And those persons' name are Anna Galdi, G-A-L-D-I, in Unit 23, Keith and Kathleen McKinnon, M-A-C-K-I-N-N-O-N, in Unit 24, and Paul and Victoria Neidig, N-E-I-D-I-G-H, in Unit 21. All three of those people have contacted me. I know that the board understands that this is probably the most advantageous time to apply for a variance in the middle of the winter, right after the holidays when people are busy. They have contacted me to ask me to convey to you their similar objections to these variance applications. And we do hope you take those into consideration. Thank you for your time.
Mr. Wetzel, I have a question for you here. Do you have those, since you addressed that, do you have any documentation supporting that they are, and you're saying they are against the variance?
Only my word. They recently found out about that. In fact, Mr. DeMagistri and Mr. White, if you look on the mailing list, even though they're the most immediate neighbor, they were not given mailed notice of this application. I can't figure out why. I went through and looked at the record. So they contacted me on Thursday. I got busy on this. And Mr. Rickards, to be honest with you, it's just my word as an attorney that these three couples have called me. They called me this evening after the word got out about this. They did tell me they received written notice, but it was just recently that they got, you know, because of the holidays.
I was going to say 200 feet around that.
Because of the holidays, but my 21, immediate 23 clients,
and 24, 21, 23 and 24?
They're units 21, 23, and 24.
Right, okay.
And I confirm that they have contacted me, and they did so within the past 4 hours.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
I stand by with any questions that you may have.
Is there any questions from members of the board?
Yeah. One more. Did you make the statement there was no variances on in that area?
I have not. I've been able to locate them. Mr. Burrell hasn't presented to you. I imagine in North Fenwick there are some variances.
You know, it's unusual if there's not any down in that area. But, Ms. Secretary, is there?
There are two that on the ocean side that have been approved for front side, and these are duplexes, so there was square footage variances. And one was for two units. It was slightly out of the 200. It's on the corner of South Carolina Avenue and Bunting Avenue, as well as it looks like three parcels north on the corner of North Carolina Avenue and Bunting Avenue. There was a front yard, side yard variance for that.
Front and side?
Front and side and square footage because it's a duplex.
And square footage.
Okay. And there was one denied, but it was across the road on North Carolina and Bunting.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, thank you for that.
And for the record, that's two and a half blocks north.
Okay. And one on the same block.
One on the same block.
One on the same block.
I have them marked, if you want to see them.
Yes, I would.
Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Hudson, do you have any questions for Mr. Hudson?
Not at this time.
Okay, Mr. Mills?
No questions.
Charles?
Yeah, just Mr. White, if you could step up. I know you made answered a few of Mr. Witzel's questions, but did you hear his statements tonight?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. And do you affirm that those statements are true and correct?
I do.
Okay. Thank you.
But also, I'd also like to add that I've owned the property for 16 years, mm-hmm. and I have also been a very contributing member of the community at Fenwick and the fire departments and everything else that's necessary to sustain that level. So I just wanted to level the playing field there a little bit.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Mr. Burrow?
Briefly, Mr. Chairman.
Sure.
And really just two things. Mr. Witzel seems to suggest that we came before this board somehow with some built-in advantages, and I think that's just absolutely incorrect. If you take a look at our application, it references a table under 115-156A, and that's the table that is the source of the 30-foot versus 40-foot. So I don't know when it was enacted. I didn't look into that before this evening. But it's there now. and that's what dictates the setbacks tonight. Maybe it wasn't available when Mr. Witzel's clients built their houses. I don't know. Maybe they just missed it. But
that's in the back of the – that's in that table?
It is in a table.
In the table?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm familiar with it.
Yeah. And the other one that Mr. Sharp kind of confirmed that, and again, I didn't want to come here trying to argue interpretations of the ordinances. That's why I went to Mr. Lank in advance to make sure I understood make sure my understanding was correct. And that's the purpose of that. There's no unfair advantage in any of that. The other thing I'm a little disappointed in are the the comments that Mr. Witzel's clients have this great respect for open space and haven't built into the setbacks and so forth. My client had a survey done in preparation for all this, and I'm going to hand the picture up because it shows the stake from the rear looking toward the front of the property, and you can see several of the structures on the neighboring property that not only are in the setback but encroach onto my client's property. So it's not a situation where I just don't think Mr. Witzel's been accurate in that presentation. The bottom line, I think, is that the evidence overwhelmingly supports this application. There's no greater variance being requested than what's already existing, and it's just impossible to overcome that. So we would request the your favorable consideration.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, if I
could,
I think I first of all, I'd like to see the photograph.
Mr. Witzel, if you could just step up to the mic so they can catch you on the for the records.
Thank you. First of all, if I could see the photograph that Mr. Burrell submitted.
I'd like to see it, too.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I thought it would be. My client has, over the years, and I think it's been 15 years now, put in a hot tub. I don't think the survey indicates, or I haven't seen a survey that says it encroaches upon the property. It is less than 4 feet in height. It is movable, and when I spoke with him 2 weeks ago, it was clear that it would be removed if there's a problem. And he works on a complaints-made basis. No one has ever complained about it. In fact, Ray, just come up so that I'm not speaking on your behalf. Is it true that you mentioned to me that you relied upon the hot tub installer to acquire whatever permit might be necessary when you did get it?
Yes, I did. I made thorough investigation into that to make sure that it was not in violation of anything that was going on.
Mr. Chairman, aren't we here for the variances and not encroachments?
Yeah. Oh, I'm just responding to Mr. Burrell's comment, Mr. Rickards. Right.
But it wouldn't be a problem to take it down.
And you're willing to take it out if there's any.
And sorry it's there, but.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think thank we you. Should just, you know.
Yep.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, man. Okay. Wait, hearing no, any further questions from members of board? Hearing none? Everything? Okay. Or are there any persons here that are in favor, again, of this application? Anyone here in opposition? Chair hearing no further, I will entertain a motion.
Chairman, I'd like more time to consider the information that's been presented to us. If there's no objections from other members of the board, I make a motion that we table this case until our next regular meeting.
Can I have a second to that motion?
I agree and would second the motion.
Yeah, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson. That we table case number 11,310 until our next regular meeting, which will be on January the 27th. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Rickards?
I agree. Aye.
Again, Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
Mr. Mills?
Aye.
And I, Mr. Calloway, so by a vote of 4-0, case number 11,310 will be tabled until our next regular meeting, January the 27th. Thank you, gentlemen.